It's 11 minutes past 8. You're with Morning Ireland, and as we heard on the bulletin, the Minister for Education and Skills, Rory Quinn, has announced that a new model for grading the Leaving Cert is likely to replace the current one. So the hunt for A1s, A2s and B1s could be a thing of the past come 2017. The announcement comes ahead of the Teachers' Union's annual conferences. We're joined now by our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly. Emma, lots to talk about, but let's start with this proposed change to the exam grading system. What's Rory Quinn proposing?
Well, this is part, Rachel, of ongoing work that's been taking place to try and take some of the heat out of the points race, to try to lessen some of the terrible pressure faced by students because of the exams, and also to try to lessen the distorting effect that the points race has on learning in schools. So currently we have a system of 14 grade bands, A1s, A2s, B1s, B2s, etc. Anybody who's had anybody sitting the Leaving Cert since 1992 will be very familiar with these grades. They were introduced then in 1992 in an attempt to fine-tune the marking system. But since then, it's become pretty much widely acknowledged by now that this level of fine-tuning is actually contributing to the culture of teaching to the test and rote learning that we're trying to move away from. And this is because it puts huge pressure on students to really, really fine-tune again their answers to achieve those marginal gains that could, say, be the difference between an A1 and an A2. So the proposal is to replace these 14 grades by just 8 grades, and they would go in bands of 10 percentage points. So, for example, at the higher level, a H1 would be any result between 90 to 100%, a H2 would be between 80 to 90%, and on down, and there would be a similar structure for ordinary level papers.
So no A's, no B's, no C's. The thing that I thought of immediately is that at the moment, our exam system, certainly in terms of the way it's graded, you could go pretty much anywhere in the world and people would understand an A1, an A2, etc. Would they understand a H1, a H2 and all of that?
I think they would, actually, because the A system, even though it's so sort of ingrained in our souls, is not used across the board internationally. There are similar marking systems to the one that has been introduced, used in many European countries, for example, where you'd have a 1, a 2, a 3, this kind of point system. So even though we are very attached to our A's and B's and C's, the H1, H2 system should work perfectly well in that case. Another important factor about this change, and it's important to say that this is just a proposal, is that this change won't alter, for example, the marks that students get. If you get 85%, you'll still get 85%, etc. But they do hope that it'll move the shift away, as I say, from that extreme fine-tuning focus that goes on, and again push the emphasis back onto learning.
I think it's safe to say that these proposals will be dissected at the conferences of the two second-level teachers' unions. Looking across all of the conferences, Emma, what are the big issues likely to be this week?
Okay, well, inevitably for trade union conferences, many of the motions, the big ones, focus on the wider issue of pay and conditions. For example, motion number one at the INTO is a big motion. It notes, for instance, that pay for public servants has been reduced by between 18 to 30% since 08. It instructs the unions to cooperate with other unions within ICTU to recommence a process of pay claims. There are similar motions on salary scales, for instance, among the second level unions. But another big IOR issue, for the second level unions is the issue of the financial emergency legislation that's been introduced in recent years. This is known as FEMPI. And this legislation gave the government really sweeping powers to reduce salaries for those unions, members in those unions who hadn't signed up to national wage agreements. Now, this is a burning issue, especially for the ASTI, but also for the TUI. And I spoke a few days ago to Pat King, the General Secretary of the ASTI, about the issue of FEMPI and the conferences.
Our view is that FEMPI legislation as it is right now should be rolled back and withdrawn and never used again. It has no place. Our legislation of that nature has no place. If you want resolution in industrial relations dispute, the last thing you need is one side bullying the other. And that's what happened with FEMPI.
It worked though, didn't it, for the government? They got what they wanted.
We were certainly left as the last union standing in opposition to the Haddington Road Agreement. It's not an acceptable way to conduct industrial relations.
You described it earlier as a loaded gun on the table.
we were confronted by government using FEMPI as a weapon against us. It's not acceptable. And there'll be a residue of bitterness for years to come.
That was Pat King of the ASTI talking there to Emma. Emma, a quick word about discussions that are likely to focus on what's happening within the classroom. The junior cert reform, what's coming up as far as that's concerned this week?
This is obviously a huge issue for both of the second level teacher trade unions. They have both got motions down at their conferences related to this. Both unions have embarked on a course of limited industrial action over the past few weeks in protest of the plans by the Minister for Education, Rory Quinn, to reform the first 3 years of second level education. That industrial action boils down to non-cooperation with things like meeting and preparation for the new syllabus. Now, both unions have motions. Most of the motions focus on the issue of assessment. This is the burning issue for teachers. Teachers do not want to be put in the position where they are assessing their own students' work. They want a national certification system, such as we have currently with the State Examinations Commission. So that's another big issue for two of the teachers' unions.
Emma, thanks indeed for that. Our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly.